support. Now, as Russians prepare to go to the polls to elect a new president on Sunday, one institution is showing that it's regained a powerful role in politics and society over the past two decades, the Orthodox Church. More than 70% of Russians say they're now members of the institution. Like some other churches across the world, its leaders have been accused of becoming too involved with the country's political leaders. But its attitude may be slowly changing, as John McManus reports.
A communist revolution and years of repression failed to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church, and now, more than 20 years after the end of the Soviet Union, it's once again basking in influence. Politicians have granted the church special privileges, such as placing chaplains in the armed forces, widening its role in education, and limiting the involvement of other Christian organisations. Critics, though, say that in return, the church has blatantly allied itself with the Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, who's vying to become president again. In February, the church's leader, Patriarch Kirill, praised Mr. Putin and spoke out against the recent anti-corruption protests, though he also advised the authorities to listen to the unhappy voices. That comment may be a sign that senior clergy are suddenly wary about too heavily endorsing Mr. Putin, according to Canon Michael Bordeaux, who studies the church's role.
They're worried that the tide is turning against Putin, and the church wouldn't want to see itself now to be openly against democratic protests. The democratic protests have included quite a lot of religious people. It does, I think, realise the strength of world public opinion, and it wouldn't want to be seen as a back marker and trying to put the clock back to supporting Putin's glory days.
A church spokesman recently denied that Patriarch Kirill was taking sides in the presidential election, a message that Dr. Pete Duncan from University College London says is consistent with its pragmatic political strategy.
As the Russian Orthodox Church always has done historically since the times of the Tsars and through the communist period as well, proclaim support for whoever happens to be in power at the moment. But at the same time, the church sometimes feels a need to play a mediating role.
Alex Andreev, who works for the church, says that clergy are prepared to go much further than mediation and challenge politicians.
Things happen all the time. If the church doesn't think that some piece of legislation, for example, or some government initiative, it is in line with a moral ethical code, they feel free to bring it about, to bring it up. It's wrong to think that church just agrees with the government on everything.
Some observers believe that Patriarch Kirill has recognised the protests as a growing force, one he may soon have to do business.